We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Good news is I paid an exorbitant amount of money for it.
Well, at least there's that. Thank God there's that. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
So let's say you go to the airport.
Okay.
What's the most frustrating thing to have happen at the airport?
You know, I've never had anything frustrating happen at the airport.
You live a charmed life, Anthony Carboni.
I find airports to be very pleasant and... Yeah, I always have a good time at
the airport. You're always smooth sailing?
Yeah, if you ask me to name my three favorite places on Earth, one of them's probably the airport.
Yeah. Airport, DMV.
Yeah.
Dungeon.
Doctor's office without an appointment.
Yeah.
These are all great places.
Delightful times. You ever had your luggage lost?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. Wait. You know what? I've never actually had a piece of my luggage lost.
Really?
I've been with somebody who has had a piece of their luggage lost, and I've had to hang out with them as they tried to get their luggage back.
I went to Barcelona for work a few years ago.
Nothing better than being in a country where everybody speaks a different language, and you have to explain that you have nothing you own.
Yeah. It was great. They didn't have my bag when I landed. I checked everything. I went on with just electronics and just books and entertainment to get to, because it's a international flight. It's a long flight.
Yeah.
I packed a backpack full of entertainment to get me through the flight.
I just packed 30 hardbound volumes of Sudoku puzzles.
That's what I do. You know, just to get me through, you know?
Right.
You know, because 29 would be too few. That's what I say.
It's better to have too many and not have to sit there
tapping
your fingers on the tray table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I am that guy who gets up in the middle of the flight and says, excuse me, I'm just going to go to the overhead compartment. I need to swap out my Sudoku hardcovers. just finish this one.
I get the oversized coffee table ones.
they're the clearest.
They're the nicest.
They're most challenging.
Just the nice one puzzle per page.
I just like to spread out. No, man, I arrived in Barcelona, didn't have my bag. It was... winter there. I left and it was warm here.
Sure.
It's always warm here. So I had no warm clothes except for what was in the bag. Freezing cold in Barcelona. I had work. Thank God I had like 2 days before I actually had to do any real work.
Are we just doing 20 minutes about you lost your luggage once?
I'm just saying.
What's going on here? Are you, what I'm asking is, are you trying to pull an analogy together? And if so,
is it,
could you pull it together?
There's a story about something that happened that was a little worse than that. I'm trying to relate to it, though. Woman by the name of Maribel Martinez, her son, 5-year-old son, was flying JetBlue from the Dominican Republic, and he was going to arrive in JFK. She goes to pick up her son, Andy Martinez, and the JetBlue employee happily presented Andy Martinez to Maribel Martinez and said, it was a pleasure flying with your son. He was a delightful boy. Here he is. Have a great day. And Maribel went, that's not my son. That's not my son.
Wait, and you wanted to equate this to being in Barcelona without a jacket.
You know, it's bad. It was cold.
Listen,
so cold.
Listen, she was given a changeling, but that changeling was properly dressed.
That's what I'm saying.
That changeling was ready for the weather.
Yeah, he could provide.
She had her jacket. He had his jacket. Did they have each other? No.
Of course not.
No, they did not know each other. But they were ready for the elements at the very least.
So what I'm saying is, if they had presented me somebody else's jacket,
yeah,
I would have been just as happy. I would have been at least still warm.
Oh, I would have taken the jacket.
It's not that they didn't present her a son. They presented her a son. He was also 5.
Look, all I'm saying is, with the amount of time it takes the airport to find lost luggage, to find anything, if they give you a son, raise the son.
I mean, come
just
on,
raise
it's the
son.
Least you can do.
Is it about the same age?
Yeah, they were.
He was
a 5-year-old
boy. Same name. I mean, like,
will he call you mom eventually?
Eventually, yeah.
Then, you know,
of
it's
course.
All good.
Yeah, given time, he may not even remember his old life.
Right. We can only hope.
He'll just remember meeting his mother at the airport one day.
As
That's
far
his
back
first
as
memory.
You can remember is the airport.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Where did Sun go? Where did Sun
real,
go?
Real Andy Martinez, you ask?
Now, and who is this Andy Martinez that they... I have a lot. Okay, I only have two questions.
Uh-huh.
Really, where is her son and who is this boy?
So
I was going to say I have a lot of questions, but I feel like those are the only questions.
So they opened up this boy's passport,
mm-hmm.
and it said Andy Martinez on it.
Well, then they've done their duty.
They've done their duty. The picture looked like her son. The boy, of course, did not.
Looked like her son in what? Wait,
it was
wait.
Her son's passport.
They had his passport.
Yes.
Okay, the plot thicks.
Yes. This boy had her son's passport.
Were there just two Andy Martinezes on the same plane?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that would be too easy.
At some point, one of the JetBlue representatives mixed up the passports, handed them to the wrong boys.
Boys left from same airport.
Boys left from same Dominican airport.
Boys one went boy, to two completely different places in the U.S.
One boy going to JFK, other boy going to Boston.
Oh.
So her son's in Boston. They don't know. They don't know this.
Can I tell you something? Maybe the worst thing about this whole story is that there was a little boy who thought he was going on a New York City vacation and he got a fucking Boston vacation.
Get in the car, we're going. Get in the car, boy.
You're not my mother. They gave me a kid.
We're gonna go watch the Sox and we're gonna have a great time.
But
get in the car. Get in the car, we're going.
But you're not my mom.
I don't care. You got off the plane. Get in the car.
Listen, kid. Your mother and I have been driving around here.
It's so hard to find parking.
They don't
parking.
Let you park. You gotta
you can't
sit.
Park the car.
You can't park the car. They what? Only let you sit for 2 minutes. Then you gotta make another lap.
We're gonna go watch the Sox. Get
You're
in the car.
You're our son now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Out of the two, the Boston family has more sense.
Yeah.
Because they get it.
Yeah.
You wanted an Andy Martinez and you got one.
You play the hand you're dealt.
You take what you get. It's a working class town. You know what I mean?
These are simple people with simple needs.
You take the
you need
take
a 5 year old, you get a 5 year old.
You know what I mean? They lived through the revolution. You know?
Exactly. They got a cracked bell. That's
they
fine.
They got a cracked bell. It's
They'll
fine.
They'll take it.
It still represents
oh, that's Philadelphia.
Liberty.
Sorry.
They got a cracked bell. They have a Golden Gate Bridge. That's really more orange.
I just screwed up American history on a very
they
basic
have a
level.
Grand Canyon.
It's all in Boston.
It's
Get
all
in, the
in
car.
Boston. Get in the car. You're going to love it here.
Oh, Jesus. Well, here's the weird thing, right? Five-year-old boy, he's confused, but how do the airline, all they have to go on is the passport. They don't know who they mixed it up with.
No, once the kid gets through security, they just hold on to the passport. Passport's a formality.
Right.
Once you show it to customs, to TSA, to Border Patrol, to whoever, and you're getting on your plane, nobody looks at that shit again. All they look at is like, hey, do you have a ticket for this flight?
Yeah.
And the kid did have a ticket for the flight because an adult was carrying it for him.
Adult handed it to him and said, yeah. Get on this one.
Get on the fucking plane.
Yeah. And so this woman distraught.
Yeah.
Wrong boy. How does JetBlue handle it? Well, as any good airline would.
Extra peanuts?
They made him wait for 6 hours, and they would not allow her to make any phone calls. Tried to figure
wait,
out...
what do you mean? Wait, they stopped her from well, making phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't let... They were trying to figure out where her actual son was.
That's fine, but dude, you do not... Okay.
Yeah.
You lost my son.
I'm sorry, 3 hours. It was only 3 hours.
You lost my son... And you asked me to sit and not make any phone calls for 3 hours?
That's what they
Fuck
said.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of phone calls I'm making. You lost my son.
She's suing them. She says that at the time she thought her son had been kidnapped and she'd never see him again. I think that's a pretty legit feeling. If you're presented with different son and, you know, coming from the Dominican, some shady stuff can happen down there. You never know.
Is JetBlue run by the Fairy King?
Maybe.
Is this the Fae Folk?
I think it might be.
It just sounds like some real traditional ass mischief.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. We're sorry. We needed to use your son's soul.
Yeah.
We needed the soul.
I've watched Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. I've I have fallen asleep to the source material many, many times.
There you go.
This is the Fairy King if I've ever heard of it.
I mean,
look,
that's
the
only logical explanation.
The kid comes back changed. The kid is unhappy. They can't figure out why. Mostly because they're not talking to the kid, but also maybe because of magics.
Right. You don't know.
Yeah. probably magics.
Here's the thing that's weird about this
story. I
think
most things are due to magics.
I know you do.
I've really taken a 180 since we started this podcast.
Yeah.
This was originally a podcast where we talked about science and philosophy and how we felt about
you turned your back
sociology.
On science.
Yeah, science never did me any good.
Right.
I'm all fairy folk now.
Yeah.
I'm 100% into magics and witchcraft.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah, with a K.
K on
it. Of course, with a K.
Yeah.
Magics. The old shit.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I hear you. You're like that Alan Moore. You're into that Alan Moore shit.
Love that Alan Moore shit. Listen. Yeah. I think the most reasonable explanation for this story. Oh, they just accidentally like switched kids, or oh, they got the wrong passport, or oh, they led them to the wrong gate. Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, Occam's razor.
Yeah, okay, that sounds fine, but
sure, that's the simplest explanation. But I'm thinking that perhaps a more convoluted explanation.
Yeah, maybe
is the more correct one.
Maybe there was a gate attendant who was remembered not for his face, for no one could remember his face. They could only remember the shiny gold buttons of his jacket.
Yeah,
that seemed a little above his station.
Exactly.
Yeah, he took their tickets and said. He said, along with you, human people, along with you, into your giant metal cage.
I'm B-14.
Indeed you are, sir.
Am I supposed
Indeed
to board now?
Do I, yes.
board, with, do I grow up board with group
board
two?
Right now.
Okay.
Board right now, but not into this gate. Mm. Into this yon portal.
Oh.
This very portal.
Is this for, just because I paid extra to board
this
early?
This is it. Your diamond, ultra, gold class, star, elite, elevate member.
I like being treated the way I assumed I should be treated.
And I enjoy treating you that way, for you will get your just desserts.
Is there a reason
that... And now you're a five-year-old Dominican boy!
Oh.
Into the portal!
Okay.
Now, doesn't that sound more likely, Jeff?
It does, now that you put it that way. It does. It does sound more likely. Here's the weird thing about this story to me, is this woman is suing...
Is they will not switch the children back.
They won't.
They refuse.
Well, the woman...
It's been months.
The woman on the JFK side is suing. The woman or the family on the Boston side doesn't seem to be suing.
Once again...
They take what they get.
They take what they get.
Maybe they got an upgrade.
You make the best of it, okay?
When you get a New York boy off the plane, you put a Boston boy on the plane and you get a New York boy back, you just won at life.
I love that we're just shitting on Boston. Boston's a lovely place.
Yeah, it is.
They're kind of rude.
Get in a car.
They're kind of rude.
We're going.
They're not Philadelphia rude.
No, they have the bell. No. Philadelphia.
Do they? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure at this point.
So... Yeah, so they just didn't switch the kids back.
No, they
just never did it, right?
Right.
I forgot what you just said, and I'm just assuming that the way I'm ending this story, because it's probably better.
It's probably better if they just like had to deal with that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And then later when they're full-grown adults, they meet each other and swap tales of their childhoods.
I know they don't look alike, but how hilarious would it be if they went to summer camp this summer and switched themselves back?
That crazy Boston, New York summer camp.
Yeah, maybe they meet
on the
middle.
Border of Boston and New York.
Maybe. I mean, I know their last name is Martinez, but maybe they're Jewish kids and they go to that really good camp in Wisconsin that all the East Coast Jewish kids go to.
Yeah. They didn't even have the same name. They just got switched.
They just got switched.
Yeah.
Honestly, nobody was paying attention to anything. They didn't have the same name. They didn't like.
You know the worst part
was the same age. One of them is 5, but the other one is 37.
It's true,
and it's the one from Boston is 37, and that's why when the Boston couple saw the 5-year-old kid come out and was like, "I'm Andy Martinez," they're like, "Oh, thank God, another chance, another chance to get him out of the house before 30, maybe even
our prayers
off
have been
to college, this time,
yeah,
who knows."
The worst part too is that one ordered the chicken and the other ordered the fish, and those got swapped too.
That's a little airplane humor for you. So the New York mother is suing.
New York mother is suing Miss Martinez.
Damn right she is.
Yeah.
And how long did it take to get the children swapped back?
It took 3 hours for JetBlue to even figure out what was happening. Like they couldn't figure out what had happened. They're like, "Ma'am, you have your 5-year-old. Look, his passport right here says it's your child.
What do you want? What do you want? Do you want more headsets? The headsets are garbage.
Yeah.
You can have 100 headsets. Go away.
Okay, well, wave your checked baggage fee for your next two flights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll give you priority boarding. It doesn't matter.
This is
everybody
not my
has assigned
son. You
seats.
Don't understand. This boy, what is your name?
Okay,
what is your
Meredith
name, boy?
Baxter Bernie.
Frederick. Ugh. His name is Frederick.
Okay. Do you really,
my
do
son's
kids even
not...
know their names? Really? A five-year-old kid knows his name? All right. Kids aren't that smart.
My son, his name is Andy.
Listen.
This boy's, your name, son?
Andy.
No, you just said Frederick. Why are you saying Andy now?
Ma'am, I think
that kid's buttons are very shiny. Can I just say that right off the bat? That's a very nice coat for a child.
Thank you.
All right. So what did you say your name was, kid?
Andy.
Yeah, see? Andy. Right there,
no,
lady.
He heard me say it, and now he's just repeating whatever I say.
That's not very likely.
Wait, are you even the same attendant I was talking to earlier? You're dressed very strangely.
No, no. I'm dressed exactly the way a normal person would be dressed.
Huh. Why do you have a top hat and a monocle?
Why have you not worn your top hat and monocle as it is proper airline attire? Oh. Here you sit, in improper airline attire, making a scene, denying your son's existence. Perhaps, madam, you're having a spell, and you need to sit down.
I do feel very lightheaded right now, but that's because you presented me with this boy who's not my boy.
I'm your boy.
No, see? You're not!
He's your boy. He says so right there.
What is
We've
going on?
We've given you the headsets. The deal has been made. Your die is cast.
Oh, this is the worst
and listen,
day of
if
my
you
life.
Walk out right now, we'll also waive the $100 fee to check a dog next time if you want to bring a dog.
I can bring my dog?
Yeah, you can bring your dog. It's totally fine.
Is it going to be the same dog when I get it back?
I don't know. Is it ever the same dog? Why don't you take little Frederick and get the hell out of here?
That's kind of the thing. It's like that thing in the sitcom where the goldfish dies. And they have to go buy a new goldfish at the last minute. You know how the mm-hmm. thing that happens in the sitcom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the guy, the irresponsible
dad. And then they get their head stuck in the banister and you got to use butter to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Because the kid will not know the difference between the goldfish, but he has to run at the last minute because the kids get walking in. Where's Goldie, my goldfish? And then they run to the pet store and they buy a new goldfish mm-hmm. and pass it off as the old. It's that, but for a human child and airline instead of a irresponsible dad.
I think it would be nice. I think it would be nice. You know, you've had a kid for 5 years. Clearly, you're attached to the kid. Look, I'm not going to say you're not attached to the kid. I'm not going to say that you and the kid have had a lot of great times, and you love the kid, and that's great. But, like, why not play the field a little bit? You know, if you get presented with another kid, like, 5 years in, maybe try out a different kid.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
What's the worst that can happen?
They say you can't choose your family, but in this case, if you're given the opportunity, choose your family.
That's the, that's the Boston motto, actually, is choose your family.
Choose your family. Take the kid.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Jeff, did you have a different reaction to this story now that your dad, Jeff, that you would have beforehand? Did you immediately go,
I mean,
oh
I think
my
it's
God,
always, it's always bad, right?
Sure, it's always a bad reaction. But mine's like a theoretical bad reaction, like, oh, yeah, that would suck, and I can kind of put myself in the position of a parent or the scared kid or like whatever. Like, I can kind of do that. But like, now for you, when you read every story or see every like sad video on the internet, do you just picture little baby Kylo? Is it little baby Kylo now, or is he not human enough?
He's not
yet?
Human enough.
Yeah,
but there is that moment where you think in the hospital when it was all happening. You know, you hear about those swapped at birth stories.
Yeah,
I never really let him out of my sight. Like I watched every moment. You know, they never took him to the nursery. Well, that's not true. They did circumcise him at they did take him away at one point. But I got a good look at him
they
before they left.
They did a thing while you were looking at it where they took like three babies and three prams and they covered it and then they did like a swap.
Yeah.
They did like a real quick shuffle and they were like, well, which one, point to the one that's your baby?
I'm real good at that though. Yeah. I was like, baby. And they're like, nope, no baby. I was like,
no baby.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
And that's how I got
and then
two
you're
babies.
Like, daughter. And it's like, well, I could swear it wasn't a daughter. Well, this is what you get.
Oh, all right.
All right. Now I got a daughter. Yeah. I don't know. I think that Boston family's got a real laid-back attitude, and I appreciate that about them.
You're just trying to make up with Boston because of all the nasty stuff we said about them.
Yeah. Well, I've only ever had bad times in Boston.
I've only been once, and I had a lovely time. Yeah. It wasn't like that Barcelona trip. Let me tell you about that Barcelona trip.
Anyway,
you
guys.
So it was really cold.
Do you believe in fairies? Do you? Have you taken a 180 during the course of this podcast as well?
Have you turned your back on science and facts?
Have you turned your back on science and facts?
And we've done our job.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know. Let us know what you believe actually happened. And it wasn't just that they switched the passports. Come on. Give us your interpretation of what happened on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also comment on this story in the We Have Concerns subreddit. That's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Yeah, that's where this was submitted by CJ Harries.
Thanks, CJ Harries. And you can submit stories. You can talk about previous episodes. It's just a lovely place to chat with people about the show.
It sure is.
My stars. What a time.